Russ Black, NMBA Submissions 2018. All audio comes from one Friday show. It's where the legends play. W105, you're right home with Russ on a Friday. Okay, reminder on your big burning question. What is the number one snack food on road trips in the United States? If you know the answer, text it 877-396-9105. Well, if you're looking for something to celebrate, other than it being Good Friday, it's also National Pencil Day, National Take a Park Walk in the Park Day, National Turkey Neck Soup Day. I may pass on that. It's always the grass is always browner on the other side of the fence day, and No Homework Day, which that's kind of a letdown. We're, our kids are on spring break here. My son is on No Homework Day. I've got details coming up ahead about a new story about the Chinese space station that is plummeting to Earth. It's also some birthdays out there. It's Al Gore's birthday. If you want to get him something, he's registered at Bland, Boring, and Beyond. And also, happy birthday to Angus Young of AC/DC. He's kind of getting older. He's got a new song coming out. For those of you who are about to nap, we salute you. And also on this day, March the 30th, 1981, John Hinckley Jr. shot President Reagan. President was okay. Matter of fact, they released John Hinckley Jr. from a mental hospital back in 2016. He seems to be doing okay. He lives at home with his mother and watches a lot of Jodie Foster movies. All right, there's your details of the day. I've got details about your weather coming up with Ron Roberts, Conway Twitty, Tim McGraw coming up. I know why you're here. It's because we play the legends. We're W105. You're on your ride. It's your country. That's why you've made the switch. That's why you're on W105. You're right home with Russ. How about some good news in your afternoon?
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Your good news to worry the day brought to you by LECO. Get up to speed. Get up to date. Get LECO, and I thank them for bringing you your good news story of the day. Good news story comes to me from a simple photograph of a little girl hosting a tea party for a police officer. Not just any police officer. He didn't just show up for the Oreos, but to celebrate the day that he saved a two-year-old's life back in 2015, Corporal Patrick Ray was dispatched to call to save 22-month-old Braxley Novell. She was choking on a coin. Thanks to the officer's quick actions, the little girl was established her breathing and brought her back to life, and did it while the officer's body cam filmed the whole scene. Now, Braxley's mother, and of course thankful for her daughter's hero, invites the police officer back to the house every year to celebrate with the tea party in their home there in Texas. And every year since, the tea party has been right there in the yard at Braxley's home, and she hopes that it'll continue forever. And she says, of course, now she'd like to be a police officer someday. And well, Corporal Ray says if he has anything to do with it, they'll have a position open for her as soon as she's old enough. And there you go. That's your good news story of the day just for listening to the ride. What else is good news? Got a long sweep of country that you only hear here on W105. Coming up next, you're on your ride with Russ. It's where you hear the legends. W105, you're right home with Russ.
Hey, Grandpa, what's for supper?
Well, I was investigating around, finding some new recipes just to tell you what's for supper, and I found a cookbook by Alan Jackson. It's called Who Says You Can't Cook It All by Alan Jackson. And, well, I tried some of this, and this is fantastic. Alan said in his cookbook that, you know, when you're on the road as much as he is, it's good to have a few dishes that you prepare. It reminds you of home. Well, his mama taught him how to cook this, and so I thought it would be what's for dinner tonight. Now, remember, if you don't get all of this recipe, it's posted at our W105 Facebook page and the Ride Home with Russ Show Facebook page, or just go to Russ Black at Facebook. But have a pound of sharp cheddar, cup of mayonnaise, lemon juice. There's some ground black pepper in there. A pinch of coarse sea salt. That's it. You fold it all together in a mixing bowl and put it in between two slices of bread. Alan says it's better if you toast it. And it's so good, he says you're liable to ingest the whole recipe in one setting. After trying a little bit of it, it's entirely possible. And there you go. Again, the recipes are on our Facebook pages, W105 Facebook. And remember to register so I can give you a chance at winning $1 million from W105. And I'll be at Forest Tire tomorrow, 11 a.m., to give you a chance to do that. I'll see you there from 11 to 12. And, oh, that's what's for dinner. Alan Jackson's pimento cheese. Coming up, I've got more of your country. George Jones, Tammy Wynette, classic country coming up next. You're on your ride with Russ. It's where the legends play. That's why you're on this side of the dial, W105, your ride home with Russ. And class is in session.
And now it's time for
Five Random Facts.
And your five random facts brought to you by Rustler's Cafe, where you know his food's so good you'll think grandma's in the kitchen. And tonight it's a big catfish platter, four succulent pieces of catfish, salad bar and sides, all just $14, and a quick fish and chips meal out the door, just $8. And tomorrow, Saturday, that means breakfast is all day long. And I'll meet you there in the morning for that. Absolutely the best pancakes you've ever had. Rustler's Cafe, 1422 South Main Street here in Lumberton. I thank them for bringing you your five random facts for Friday, and these are some good ones. Okay, random fact number one. The designer of the Eiffel Tower actually had a very swanky apartment built in the center of the tower. But he didn't live there. He just used it for entertaining guests and girlfriends and scientists. I'd like to see that apartment. Random fact number two. Pablo Picasso carried a revolver loaded with blanks, and he would fire it at whoever asked him what his work meant. But that limited the questions. And in 2011, a woman paid $10,000 for a non-visible, invisible work of art from actor James Franco's Museum of Non-Visible, Invisible Art. And by the way, if you'd like to purchase my non-visible, invisible rendition of Three Dogs Playing Cards in its invisible frame, I've got it here at the station for like $25 if you'd like to have it. And random fact number four, the top speed of the first American race car back in 1895 was 7 miles per hour. Come a long way since then. And random fact number five, there is music made especially for cats. Apparently, cats develop their musical taste soon after they're born. So, cats' music includes human-made instruments and also feeding noises and birds chirping and purring noises. Although I have it on insider information, they despise guitar solos played on catgut. There you go. There's your five random facts for Friday. They're brought to you by Rustler's Cafe. And now you know more than you did before you tuned into the ride.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Five random facts with Russ Black.
Yeah, that's not a singer. That's a vocalist. That's Clay Walker. It's your country. W105, that's your ride with Russ for a Friday. That's all the time they're going to give me to play with your afternoon, but I'll be back tomorrow for your Saturday ride. Kicks off at 3 p.m. Also tomorrow, join me at Forest Tire in Hobbs, 11 a.m. It's your next opportunity, your next scratch or stop, your chance to scratch your way to a fortune from the only station big enough to give you a chance at $1 million, W105. That's tomorrow, Forest Tire in Hobbs. I'll be there for an hour starting at 11 a.m. Between now and then, hey, a whole lot of your country coming up. I'm leaving, but not leaving you high and dry. Kenny Rogers with Dottie West, Lynn Anderson, Classic Country, Rose Garden, a long sweep of country you hear only on W105. That's the ride. Drive carefully, wear your seatbelts, and remember, God bless your country and your life today. Take a moment to thank him for it. Bye-bye. It's the ball, y'all. See you tomorrow.